Début du dialogue 11.
I find it very difficult to understand why Obamacare has caused such an outcry. Can you help me understand what's going on?
Well, it's rather difficult to explain, even to the Americans themselves. That's why there's a website called Obamacare Facts that's devoted to helping people understand the plan. Do you know what the proper name of the Obamacare Act is?
Isn't it something about affordable care?
Yes, the official name of this new law is the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. It was signed into law in 2010.
So, what's all the scandal about? To most Europeans, it seems completely normal for a developed country to have some kind of minimal social security system, where everyone is entitled to at least basic health insurance, even if you're out of work, retired, or have a chronic disease.
Yes, I agree with you, but remember that the Americans have never had this kind of a system, so it's new for them. And medical costs in the US are frighteningly expensive. One visit to the emergency room costs over $1,600, so you can imagine the expenses incurred by a lengthy stay in hospital. The cost of healthcare is, in fact, the number one cause of bankruptcy in America.
Then why are so many Americans set against Obama's new healthcare plan? The plan seems very reasonable, especially as I read somewhere that there are between 32 million and 50 million people in the US who have no health insurance.
But not everyone is against it. It's true that Obama's supporters think that it's no longer acceptable that a country as rich as the USA should have tens of millions of people with no health coverage. And the insurance policies some people have are so limited that they risk financial ruin if they fall ill. Ironically, not having a social security system in the US costs the country much more than if it did. Something in the region of 18% of US GDP is spent on healthcare, far more than in any other industrialized country.
Looked at in that way, Obamacare seems a great idea. So where's the problem?
You have to look at it as an insider versus outsider problem. The insiders are those who've got jobs and a company that pays for a health insurance plan or contributes to one. The outsiders are employed people whose companies don't do this, as well as the unemployed and the elderly. Basically, Obama is asking the insiders to share what they have. As a result, some people will have to pay a slightly higher premium in order to finance coverage for those who are less well off.
Ah, and I suppose this system is seen as a little too socialist by Obama's opponents. I know that the belief in the US is that you get what you work for. It's a question of every man for himself to a certain extent. But in any society, there are always the less capable, the infirm, the elderly. So surely the stronger or richer should provide for these members of our society.
Yes, that's true. And of course, Obama's detractors, principally the Republicans, say that government bureaucrats should be kept out of doctors' surgeries and that the plan will bankrupt the country.
I suppose it was politically perilous introducing a healthcare bill in the run-up to the presidential election.
But it was a promise Obama made before being elected to his first term in office. Obama has been accused of using blanket language when describing the terms of the plan. In other words, he reassured those who already had insurance, telling them, "You can keep your plan." But then millions of Americans had their plans cancelled.
So it wasn't true then that people could keep the insurance plans they had. If people had decent health coverage, surely they should keep their plan.
Yes and no, because Obama omitted to explain that people's plans had to meet 10 essential points set out in Obamacare. If their plans didn't, then yes, they were cancelled. That's why Obama was said to have danced around the truth.
Fin du dialogue 11.